Happy St. Paddy's Day to ya. Belated St. Paddy's Day, that is. Of the morning to ya. It's radio time. I'm your host, Rick Skeeta. That sounds like an Irishman. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You're
such a corker.
I'm such a corker. Yes, top of the morning to you. Thank you for tuning in.
Now, in honor of St.
Patrick's Day, we have a little leprechaun song.
Incredible realism.
We have some of the worst accents.
You can hear them scream.
Oh, the worst leprechaun.
And he was in work. He wasn't so bad.
Julia Roberts?
It was the drinking that did it.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Soldiers go home.
Oh, here's Richard Gere. Yet.
Faith, I know I can't sing a lick, but when I'm roaring like Doran's bull, I'm killing hunger.
That's enough, Shannon.
Shannon. Was that Tom Cruise?
That was Tom Cruise.
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon, you're such a corker.
That's enough. I can't believe it. Top of the morning to you, Shannon.
Top of the morning to
Where's
you.
My lucky charms?
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You want to go with that one?
Well, what else do I have?
You know? Safe from his good luck bracelet on every victim he kills. Scotland Yard would love to get their hands on that piece of evidence.
Yeah. They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Always. I'm your host, Rick Skeeta. I'm with Rob DeRocha.
What's up, people? How you guys doing?
Yay. Bob loves Rob. The kids love Rob.
The kids love me. Oh, I feel so special.
Yeah, we're here today. How was your St. Paddy's Day, Rob?
It wasn't too bad this year. It wasn't too bad. I didn't go crazy.
You didn't, huh?
I did my traditional Irish car bombs.
So you didn't lose your car?
I did not. No, I did not.
You know, that's the one story I always get hit up when people tell me about listening to our radio show.
Really? About me losing my car?
They're like, that guy who lost his car, man. It's so hilarious.
I know. It's really crazy. For people that don't know, because it was the first time I lost my car. It wasn't St. Paddy's Day. I got really drunk at this place called the Oaks in Sherman Oaks. Totally ruined my life for like a weekend.
Yeah.
Really made me reevaluate things. I lost my car and ended up in jail.
Wow.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, what'd you lose? Maybe some people lose a phone. Some people lose car keys. I lost a car.
The whole car. Yeah.
It wasn't towed. It wasn't air. It was lost. I lost my freaking car.
So you didn't lose your car this Sunday. What did you do?
I went to Tom Bergen's. I was safe, and I took a cab. Like a responsible adult.
Okay.
And like a responsible adult, I went to Tom Bergen's and I started doing shots. And I ran into my friend Retta, name dropping from Parks and Recreation.
Okay. All right.
She plays Donna. She's hilarious.
Nice.
Ran into her, had a couple drinks, drank some more. Ran into my friend Nick. He kept on buying shots of Jameson.
Okay.
Got really drunk. And the night's kind of a blur, but it's not too bad. It was a little bit of a blur, but I ended up home. Safe and sound. Around midnight, I was fine.
Yeah, I remember you hit me up. You said, what are you going to do? And I just went to go watch my nephew play baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah. No, I'm done with St. Paddy's Day. I'm not no close to being Irish. That's why I never really taken it.
Oh,
like,
you're such a corker. I can't believe it.
Yes, yes. I've gotten shit-faced before during St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, McGregor.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I know.
Unless you steal me pot of gold, then this is what I'll do. I'll cut out your liver and tie up your mom, then naked will misbehave. I'll stick a ship in your father's arse and whiz all over his grave. I'll slice your heart into tiny bits and feed them to him.
Right, such a jolly song.
Yeah. Get to your grandma's house and beat her with a rake.
Wow. That's what grandma's going to say.
And I beat her with a rake. I love that little leprechaun.
Amazing.
Greatest day. You know what? It's not a good day for people. There's some people that are actually scared of midgets, and they don't like to go out because of St. Paddy's Day. They freak them out. You know that?
That would suck, man. You're a midget walking, and somebody's just scared of you because you're a midget?
Yeah, really? That doesn't really suck, I think.
That sucks.
What do you mean? Because most people aren't scared of... Most people aren't scared of midgets.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying, is all of a sudden somebody's scared of you because you're a midget. But it's like the other person who's scared needs to get their act together. Don't you think?
No, I think midgets can be creepy. You know, like CeeLo, he scares me with his little T-Rex arms. Like, is he a midget or not? You know what I'm talking about? Those, like, have you seen him? Those arms are like, he's got like baby arms.
Yeah, but CeeLo is what, 5'3", 5'5", maybe.
Yeah, but he looks smaller, but he just looks so disproportioned.
But he's wide.
He freaks me out.
He's a fat guy.
But he freaks me out. Those arms.
Would you tell that to him if you had a chance to meet him?
I would tell him, forget you. No. I don't know.
No, you would be like, CeeLo, I'm a big fan. Shut up, son.
Shut up.
Shut up, O'Brien. Over there, you're making all the noise.
Oh, McGregor.
Shannon. We have a phone call. 1-800-893-9562.
Oh, sweet.
Who's on the line?
It's Caitlin.
Hey, what's
Caitlin,
up? Caitlin
what's up?
And Laura from Toronto.
No, it's just Caitlin today.
Oh, it's just Caitlin.
What happened to Laura? Did she die?
You guys lose her? Did you lose her in the ocean?
Laura's in Alcatraz in San Francisco with her boyfriend right now.
Ooh, he's doing her Alcatraz style.
Yeah, I think they're doing it in a prison stall or something like
that.
That's pretty hot. So
that's good.
Hot.
That's good for her and him.
So. Well, Laura just posted a picture on Facebook of her pretending to poop on a toilet in Alcatraz. So I know.
It wasn't believable.
Maybe?
She should have pulled down her pants.
Oh, you saw the picture?
Yeah. She should have pulled down her pants or something, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I don't know. Maybe that's how they get into it sexually, but I don't really know much about their...
Well, it's been 2 weeks. We haven't talked to you. So what's new, ladies? Obviously, your partner in crime's out of town. So, I mean, how does that make you feel? Like, I mean...
At first, it was like, I guess it was kind of nice to have some alone time, but now I kind of miss her because I don't have too many friends in L.A.
This is sadness.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I managed to go out and get wasted on St. Paddy's Day like you guys.
Oh, so what did you do?
No, wait. Actually, I went out.
Just one of us.
Rick is a lame person.
I'm too Latino.
You're not even Latino, man.
I'm not even Latino. Shut up, I tell you, O'Brien. Go ahead. What did you do?
I got just wasted. I got so hammered, but I'm so proud of myself. I didn't have to buy a drink at a bar. Some guy that I was sure was gay said, oh, my God, I love you, and then bought me drinks, and then told me he wanted to ask me out on Tuesday, and I was sure he was gay, so I gave him the wrong number. But he did buy me some Irish car bombs.
Oh, wait a second. You didn't even... Wow, that's kind of mean. You thought he was gay, so you thought he was harmless, and now that's it?
Yeah, well, he was very flamboyant. So I thought he was joking, but then he seriously wanted to ask me out. But I gave him the wrong number. Is that really shitty of me?
Yeah, that is very shitty.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Nick expressed himself there.
Don't you know, haven't you been here long enough to know that everybody in L.A. is a little extra flamboyant?
Yeah. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? He bought you Irish card bombs, and that's how you treat him?
Yeah.
I mean,
what's up with that?
That's
such a girl thing to say.
Hey, after you gave him the wrong number, did you hear this?
No. I gave him the wrong number after. I didn't give it to him before.
All right.
Oh,
well,
okay.
What's new with you ladies? What's going on?
Well, we're doing your show on Friday, which we're really excited about. We're pumping it out and getting lots of people to come. So anybody listening should come to the show on Friday.
Friday at the Ice House, Stage 2.
Yes, March 22nd, Friday, Ice House, 7:30. You can go online and purchase tickets at laughstub.com. Just look for me, Rob DeRocha. Do you have it on Laughstub?
No. I don't have it on Laughstub. Sorry.
Well, go to Ice House.
Just go to Ice House website.
Go to the calendar for Stage 2. You see my fat, bald head.
Caitlin will be there and Laura will be there. By the way, everyone, first time listening to the show, they're from Toronto. They moved out here, I think, a month ago now. I think it's been a month and a week, right?
About a month and a half now.
A month and a half, yeah. It's been a month and a half, and they call in every week, even though last week they didn't call in. But
I blame Laura for that. I was out on a date, and she was supposed to call, and she forgot.
Well, how was your date?
I was on a date, and she was supposed to call.
I know, but how was your date? Yeah, what happened?
Was my date?
Did you get it on?
Did you get any?
I didn't really like him.
You're mean, Caitlin. What's going on with you?
I think maybe I'm just not really a place where I want to date anyone, so I should probably just stop going on dates.
Yeah, you should. You should. I think you're becoming jaded. You're becoming L.A.
Yeah.
This is why we want you on the show. It's almost like a documentary of watching people from Toronto when they come here and how they change. Because you guys were like nice, sweet girls, and now all of a sudden you're just like using guys for Irish car bombs giving off fake numbers.
I don't usually get drinks bought for you. I'm not usually good at that sort of thing. It was just one of those nights. I don't know what happened.
Where'd you go? What bar did you go to?
I went to Dylan's at Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's cool. Right. That's a cool one.
It was really, really fun. I had a really good time.
You went by yourself?
No. I went with a friend.
Oh, a guy friend? Another guy that's trying to get in your pants?
No, it was a girl. Oh, yeah. I got so drunk. I was hitting on a girl that night. That reminds me.
Oh,
yeah, I got really drunk.
How did you forget that?
I have to call her.
Oh, I forgot that I licked the girl's pussy that night. And
I have her number on my phone. I think I just was so drunk I kept telling her how pretty she was. And I think she was into it, but I didn't kiss her or anything. I don't remember.
Okay.
You don't remember. Okay, well, Caitlin, what do you got?
That was a good night.
So what are you guys going to do for the show? What do you guys have planned?
What do you got planned up? I want my two listeners to know.
Your two listeners, maybe three listeners.
Oh, well, your two listeners. We're going to be doing some, we're Cheap Smoke is the name of our duo. So we're going to be doing some stuff.
Some stuff?
That's specific. We like to get the audience involved a little bit.
Okay.
We like to fuck around with the audience, but in a fun and playful way.
All right. Is there going to be any nudity?
Not that I know of, but you never know.
Why do you go there? Why do you go there?
That's an obvious joke question. I just like how she goes, she thinks about it.
Nudity
has never really helped comedy much, only with Benny Hill back in the days.
Yeah, no nudity that I know of yet. Okay. But, I mean, when you get an audience member involved, you know, anything could happen. So I can't say no for sure.
Okay.
Have you been talking to people back at home? Have you, do they think you're stars now?
Kind of, I guess. I think just the fact that we say we're in LA, everybody assumes that you're doing so amazingly. Even if, like, I'm not really doing anything much differently than I was in Toronto. Like, I'm doing shows and making videos and taking classes, but because you're in LA, it seems like, you know, oh my God, she must be doing so, so well. And I love it here, but, you know, it's, we've only been here a month and a half.
A lot of it has to do with Facebook, because Facebook, I like to say, is a facade. Because everyone, they look at it. Yeah, they look at it and they always think like, oh, things are going so great.
Yes.
Everything's amazing. You're doing shows left and right. It's like, no, it's not that great.
I'm Facebook.
Yeah, there's no picture on Facebook of the fort we have in our living room. But
you have a fort?
It's there.
You have a fort?
Yeah, one of us lives in a fort. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. I want to see a picture. You should post it.
Well, see, but then the facade will be down. People know who
Oh, these poor girls.
I'm just kidding. I don't care. We tell people openly that we live in a fort. It's kind of cool.
So when does Laura come back?
She comes back tomorrow. Okay. And then her boyfriend leaves the next day.
Why doesn't he just pack his bags and move to L.A. with his girl?
I don't know. You know, maybe after this trip, that might change his mind.
Yeah. What is he doing?
I think he wants to marry her.
What is he doing in Toronto that makes him
stay
there?
He works at, I guess, one of the most infamous oyster houses in North America called Rodney's.
Why is it infamous? Did someone die?
I don't know. Is that what infamous means?
I don't know. I mean, you would think that it's like something happened there. I don't know. Infamous?
Oh, maybe I should just say famous. Then.
Yeah, famous. Famous would be better. Okay. Infamous means like something happened there, like someone was murdered there.
There was a famous clam.
Yeah, someone got really drunk.
There was a famous clam that they found there, and he was really tasty.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I think I'll be in.
Is your cheek growing?
Yeah, no. I'm like putting shit away while I'm talking.
Okay, so he works at a clam restaurant?
He
works on her clam.
Yeah.
He works on your clam?
Oh, God.
He works on Laura's clam, not my clam.
Okay, Laura's clam.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I want to thank Caitlin for calling in.
Caitlin, I want to thank you for calling in. We look so forward to the show this Friday. I'm looking forward to seeing your improv.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited. We're looking forward to it. You're probably going to get drunk, and some guy's going to be buying you drinks, and you're going to be like, what? I don't know.
For the record, I am not usually that girl, just so you know.
Okay, well, so far you have been that girl.
So far I am, I get it. But I'm
You're
not
like,
usually.
I'm nothing like that.
I'm usually not, but in this case I was, but whatever.
All right, Caitlin.
Okay. Caitlin
from Cheap Smokes. We want to give it up for Caitlin. Caitlin coming around. See you on Friday, Caitlin. What wonderful girls. The audience loves them. What do you think, Rob?
I'll pull out your teeth and gouge your eyes and crush your skull with a rock. I'll bend your sister over a table and slip her all of me love.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Such a
loving song, right?
I love it.
I want to play that song like at a kid's birthday party.
Yeah. I bend that over to
That'd be nice. All right, Caitlin called in. We have today's show. What we're talking about is St. Patrick's Day. What did you do for St. Patrick's Day? Call in 1-800-893-9562.
You know what I didn't do this St. Patrick's Day?
Because
I
haven't done it in a while.
I didn't do...
You didn't. Oh, you didn't do...
I didn't do that.
You didn't do that.
No, I was good. I ended up at home with Law and Order. I ended up watching Law and Order that night.
Okay, so you didn't drink that much.
I did drink a lot.
You did?
Yeah, I told you.
But you paced yourself.
I kind of did, and then I split a pizza with my buddy when we got to Barney's.
When's the last time you vomited because of drinking?
Oh man, it's been a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I can't really even recall the last time I vomited.
Okay.
I mean, I can remember the last time I vomited, I think, was when my friend farted, and it was so bad. It was so bad that I had to pull over and I got out of the car.
Were you drunk?
No.
Oh,
like,
so you...
I was pissed. He was laughing. Like, he rolled up the windows, and then, like, he farted.
Okay.
And it was
Did he lock the windows?
No. I was driving, but I had to literally pull over and I'm like, oh my God. And he was laughing and I literally puked because of his fart. It was bad.
That's a bad fart. That's a lot of power in that fart.
My buddy Roberto.
I never want to meet this guy. I never want to meet this guy. You know, I never want to meet Mr. Roberto. Is he always known for these kind of farts or? Oh my gosh.
But I think he's healthy now. But it's because he always ate bad.
Okay.
And he drank a lot. He's a big fat guy.
That's disgusting.
He's got kids and he likes to go out more than all my other friends.
Oh my gosh.
He's a good father, but it's funny to me because like he'll go out more than the rest of my guy friends. Yeah. It's like, dude, like you got kids. Like even when the guy like me, the single guy is like, dude, you got kids, go home. And he'd be like, no. And he just keeps on partying.
Is he fat because of a lot of fast food?
Yeah, he just ate wrong. No, he's like he's on a health kick now, the New Year's resolution and all that.
Somebody, he was killing people with his farts. The court ordered him to get on a weight program.
It was bad.
And toxic. Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, great. Now I think we lost everybody.
Did we just lose all our listeners? Everybody.
We got a caller right now, though, on his radio time. Who's calling from the 909?
Goddamn business. Calling. That's who the fuck it is.
Oh, man. It's that angry dude again.
The angry black guy.
I don't know if we want to call it angry black. There's an angry black guy, Howard Stern. How about we call you angry brother or we need another name for instead of angry black guy.
Road rage.
Well, why don't you call me nigga that'll shoot you? That's what you can call
me. Because then we can't announce it. I can't present you. I would, but that would be politically wrong to call you, you know, the N-word that could shoot me. So can come up with another title. What else do you have in mind there, Mr. Angry
Craig.
African?
My name is Craig.
Oh, Craig. Okay, Craig.
What's up, Craig?
What's
man?
Up, Craig?
I'm glad you're calling in again. You were hilarious last week.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
So what are you angry about? Do you celebrate St. Patty's Day?
I don't like black people wearing green. I don't like that shit.
Why is that?
Because it's stupid.
Okay, that's
okay,
a good
Craig.
Event.
That makes good enough sense. If you have a gun to my head, I'll answer anything.
No, do white people wear red, black, and green on Martin Luther King Day? No.
Oh.
No, they just wear black.
So you don't
they
drink?
Just wear black. Why the fuck should niggas wear green? Honkies don't wear red, black, and green.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
That's very true.
Do you wear red, black, and green, honky?
No, we don't. We're not honkies, but that's
we're
okay.
We're not. We're his Hispanonkies.
Oh. You spick and span.
Yeah.
This guy is so politically correct.
Yeah, isn't he? Yeah. Where are you from, Craig?
Where I'm from?
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from a town called Fresh Off a Nigga's Ass.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's where is that by? Buckfoot, Egypt? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, right next to it. This guy, he's all laughing. That's it. Oh, man. Craig, what a great call that was. Always love hearing from Craig. We got to come up with another name, though. We got to come up with another name, though, besides Angry Black Eye. You know, that's already been taken. Who's calling now? Who we have on the line is radio time.
This is Trina. I was calling in to say hi to Johnny.
Johnny Rock? Oh, Johnny Rock is not quite here yet.
Oh, okay.
Did you call
back?
Call back in about, this guy's late. He shouldn't be late. We'll never have him back. Call back about 10, 15 minutes.
10, 15 minutes? Okay.
Yes, dear. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, is this Rick?
Yeah.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, girl.
I'll call back.
Thank you.
Next time on my Craig calls, we're going to have this song playing.
Come out and play. I know we had to do a remix, right?
Craig back. Is Craig back.
Niggas is mad. I get more butt than ass.
Is that Craig?
Yeah, that's Craig Mack.
I know.
I'm back.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
That's what I'm saying. Craig's back.
We got your song.
Don't you ever call me Craig Mack. That nigga's ugly.
Ski mask way, nigga.
There you are.
He's got flavor in our ear.
You know his lips look like busted hot links?
Busted hot links?
Yes, busted hot links. You ever had a hot link and the hot link just opened up?
Yeah. That's Craig Mack's lips.
His lips look like leaper in a pussy.
Man. So, Craig, you live next door to Buttfuck Egypt.
His lips look like Lisa Renner's pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
Craig, what do you do for a living that you got so much free time to be calling people on radio stations?
Smoke weed and fuck white bitches.
Wow. I didn't know you get paid. I didn't know you get paid for that stuff, man.
I love this guy.
Are you serious?
This guy's hilarious.
Hey, this guy's cool.
I'm serious
than
a motherfucking heart attack. I done had three.
All right, man.
We're gonna, the Craig Hour. It's gonna be the Craig Hour.
Pretty soon we're gonna have the Craig Minute or the Craig Hour. Craig,
it's called Craig Flavor in Your Ear. Flavor in your ear.
Craig's new flavor in your ear. How about that?
Yeah, I like that shit.
Yeah, Craig's. How about Craig's?
Nigga need to get paid. Nigga need to get paid.
Craig's pissed off flavor in your ear. How
fucking
about that
white
one?
Bitches. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know why I'm pissed off so much? Because I have hemorrhoids.
Oh, I would be too, man.
They're a real pain in the ass.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, does that is that with you all day long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You ever shit a razor blade?
No.
No, have not.
No, thank God.
What did you do? Yeah. So you didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day. What do you celebrate?
Yeah.
I celebrate National Fuck a White Woman Day.
Okay. What day is that exactly? Is that every day?
Every day.
Every day.
I knew it.
Do you have any kids?
Not that I know or want to talk about.
All right, Craig. Well, any message you want to send to all the Irish out there for St. Paddy's Day or anything going on? You Laker fan? What do you like, Craig?
I like the Lakers.
All right. What's your prediction for the Lakers,
and pussy.
Craig? Okay, so you Lakers are going to win, and you're
like
going to get
pussy more than Lakers, but that's cool.
I don't know about that, Rob. You were screaming pretty drastically to the TV when last Laker game.
Well,
I saw
I'm a
you.
Big Laker fan. That's why not. But I'm a big pussy fan.
Not this year. This shit sucks.
Yeah, it's been a bad year.
It's going to be
year.
Bad.
It's like the Cedric Ceballos years. It's
fucked up.
Cedric
Ceballos. Well, hey,
where's
Craig?
Dale Harris? I want Dale Harris back.
Oh, fuck you that. What are you, Harris. Crazy? You need Phil Jackson back. Dell Harris. Fuck a Dell Harris.
Phil Jackson will win it with all these guys minus Kobe.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if they get the coach from the White Shadow back. I want a new coach.
Coach ain't doing it for you, huh, Craig? All right. Well, thanks for...
Craig T. Nelson for our kids.
Thanks
well,
for
calling. Thank you for calling in.
Peace with you, Craig.
We love you. Keep on calling in. We love you.
We love you, Craig. Here's to Craig.
It's all for you. It's really all for you.
Craig's pissed off.
He's
Craig,
so mad.
Craig's pissed off lyrics in your ear.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, we got to get him to have his own song. We got to do a remix of that.
Craig's pissed off lyrics in your ear. What are you doing? What do you do?
Fuck white bitches.
Smoke weed. Fuck white bitches.
You didn't even say smoke weed. Does he smoke weed?
Yeah, he did. He said, you didn't hear that?
No, he said, what are your favorite things? The Lakers and pussy.
No, that was afterwards. Close your eyes, try to watch that. Can you imagine this guy, man? All the ladies scream for Craig.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Spank a new flavor. You know what? Johnny Rocket was calling me on the cell phone.
Oh, really? Well, fuck him because he's an idiot for not being here on time.
He wasn't
What's
here
wrong
on time?
With him?
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Maybe he's trying to figure out how to get here because. So what's your on my St. Paddy's Day like? With you know, you're a little bit.
I told you I used to do St. Paddy's Day. I'm not as much anymore.
So tell us a story
Of St.
Paddy's. You don't have any St. Paddy's Day story. Are you that boring?
I've gotten wasted on St. Paddy's Day.
What did you do?
I motorboated.
What did you do
on St. Paddy's Day?
What did you do?
What I do? Yeah, exactly. That is what I did
when you were driving the Miller Lite.
I was driving the Miller Genuine Draft truck with the bitches in the back, right, ladies? Yes, and all of them just kissing, and then the other one that was just moaning, and
so
yeah,
what happened?
And then the screaming one. Yeah, we had it all.
Well, you know what? 400 arrest, DWI arrest in St. Patrick's Day weekend. In Minnesota.
Well, that's funny because when you told me, hey, Rick, just look up St. Patrick's Day, I Googled St. Patrick's Day and all I got were arrest.
Yeah, no one talks about the holiday, arrest. Like what it's for or because it doesn't have to do with like some guy named St. Patrick who played an instrument like a flute and then he got all the snakes out of Ireland. You know, that's the story, right?
No, I don't know. Tell me the story.
That's the story. I just told it. No, there's no more
to
the story.
Some guy with a flute? Some
what?
Guy
His
named
name
Patrick?
Was St. Patrick.
And what? He was drunk?
No, I don't know if he was
Maryland drunk.
He was drunk, but that's how they celebrate it, you know? I think, you know what sucks about St. Patrick's Day? When I was at Tom Bergen's, it was $18 for some corned beef, cabbage, and potato.
That's disgusting.
No, that's, first of all, that's
gross.
Delicious, except for the cabbage. Corned beef is amazing. But the thing is,
$18
freaking dollars. I get so mad when they charge that. That's like, you know, taco place. Oh, look, Johnny Roach just showed up. Oh, look at that guy.
He's really famous. He's like, oh, my limo driver didn't show up. This a guy named Rob DeRocha. They said they gave him the day off because he got $100 that day.
Johnny's here.
Wow, I'm glad you could make it on time, Johnny.
This guy's been wanting to be on the show, and he shows
up late.
Actually,
he is making it on time. 6:30 is the time call.
Oh, okay. He's
What's up, Johnny Roca? How you doing?
Johnny Roca, my brother, my hermano.
I'm looking for parking. I hate parking in downtown LA.
You didn't pay for parking?
Fuck no. Oh, can I curse?
Yeah.
I hate parking.
Oh, the Mexican came out
That's
of
how you know I hate it. When the Mexican comes out, I hate it.
Yeah, I hate it.
So where did you park?
I parked on the side. I circled for like 15 minutes. I've been here since about 5:55.
Hey, Johnny, okay. We're talking about you, and this sound came up and when we talk about you. Does that sound familiar?
But that comes from my dick, because it's just...
His dick. Wow, his dick coughs.
It does.
And burps.
That's how you come.
That's horrible.
I had a weekend with Johnny.
It
wasn't St. Patrick's Day. It was a weekend in September. We were doing a show in Marietta. And we
Aces
had
Comedy Club.
Aces Comedy Club with Rocky Osborne. We were doing...
Best popcorn in town.
is that what it's famous for? Yeah.
That's funny.
They had popcorn there, so yeah, that's the best in town.
Yeah, it's popcorn. So we went out. We drank that night.
No, we didn't.
We drank a lot.
No, okay, we did.
We did. We drank a lot that night.
No, we didn't. Yeah, I saw footage of you.
Yeah, and...
That's the weirdest thing when an old man's recording you while you're using the restroom.
Because you got that.
If this was 20 years ago, you'd be a pedophile.
Why is he a pedophile? Just because he has your pants down and he had to...
Yes,
finger
that's
up
exactly
your ass?
What happened.
You're over 18, pal.
Yeah,
not 20 years ago.
So he was,
He was like in his underwear, wasn't he?
No, he was...
Without his shirt?
No, that's pretty much in my underwear.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I mean, I have it right here. I don't show everybody. I love it's a little secret between
So, Johnny, tell us about yourself before we start talking more about your puking experience.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. What's going on? What's going
Johnny's
on with
intro.
You? What's going on with you? What's happening?
Let's do an official introduction, Mr.
Johnny
Ladies
Roca,
and Gentlemen.
Very funny.
Johnny Roca.
Oh, that's me? My headphones went out, so I can't hear you.
You can't hear the clapping?
I cannot hear the clapping.
Oh, wow. Maybe you want to put this one on.
Johnny Roca here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, these are way better.
Paparazzi.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So, okay, that's enough. All right, what's up?
Well, I'm 25, and I look like I'm 32, so that's a highlight of
You're
my
25?
Life.
You're
25?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 25.
And what's new, man?
No, I just started doing more YouTube channel stuff.
Okay, so what's the channel? Plug it in.
Oh, my channel is youtube.com/RocaJohnny.
He's got a CD.
Yeah, I got a CD.
He's got a CD
I'm
building things up.
And then what else?
He's growing, man.
So you got a YouTube channel. It's called Johnny Roca?
No, it's like Roca Johnny. R-O-Q-U-E Johnny.
Roca Johnny. All right.
Roca Johnny.
Because some Filipino dude got Johnny Roca.
Wait,
what?
Are you Filipino?
No. My name is.
Your name is Filipino?
Well, it's Spanish because when the Spaniards raped the Mexicans, they went straight to the Philippines.
And how does this connect with you?
Because there's a lot of Rocas in the Philippines, and there's some Rocas.
So you're one of so your ancestors raped the Philippines?
Mexicans
raped the Filipinos.
The Spaniards left. My grandma leaving me and like my great great grandpa and great great grandma. I don't know which one they had.
Do you have photo albums?
No, not yet.
Have you gone on Heritage? Yeah, that would be horrible. Your great great grandmother was raped by a Spaniard.
Heritage, it's only the 100 years of rape history. Yeah,
that's how this colony started.
This is horrible. I'm so sorry, people out there.
Your timeline started when a very aggressive Spaniard came over. I didn't take no for an answer.
No means no.
Now, where are you originally from?
I'm from Almonte, California.
Oh, wow.
Monte.
El Monte, California.
Monte, I can't find parking.
That's why.
Campfire, there's a bunch of parking in Monte, right?
Yeah, well, because that's where the 90 stopped.
No one goes there. That's why there's plenty of parking. They want you to park there.
No, people live there. No one, like, visits.
No one...
No one goes out.
So there's not a lot of tourists. They don't have like an apple thing or something like that, or
like an apple tree,
apple festival.
No,
because some of these cities, these like weird cities, they have like a but they got like these weird like things to try to get people to come, like a festival of some sort.
No, I think my city's just glad that the gang life has dropped down.
We have the most McDonald's.
McDonald's. Speaking about McDonald's.
Come and eat at one of our McDonald's.
We have a ripoff In-N-Out called Enter and Out. It's called Big D's, but the sign says Enter and Out.
Oh, my God. They should just want to make maybe more creative and put like, that's like McDowell's on fucking, you know,
yeah,
that movie.
It's the same thing.
It should have been Enter and Exit. Would have been like, that's a good name for a restaurant. Enter and Exit.
E&E. Enter and Exit.
E&E.
That's also
E&E.
A good name for a restaurant.
Oh, my God. We got it.
We got it, huh?
E&E, dude.
Enter in La Izquierda or La Derrocha.
No.
Exit in La Izquierda or La Derrocha.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my high school had the highest pregnancy rating.
Oh, okay.
In the country. Not because of that. Because of just very sexual people.
So tell us, did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
I hung out with some other comics, like Martin Rizzo, Alfred Robles.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to this bar, Verdugo Bar.
I saw you guys post that.
Verdugo Bar?
You should have stopped by.
Wait, with the Verdugo Bar? Was it off of Verdugo?
Yeah, that's...
What's the name of it?
It's called Verdugo Bar.
Okay, and it's like a St. Patrick's Day type of thing?
They had free shots of Bushmill Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Which is my favorite. I prefer just to drink that.
All right. And then did you get wasted? Anything happen?
No. I had a few drinks. That's about it.
Oh, man.
This was actually the first year I didn't drink Guinness.
Oh, you did it?
Why not? No. Okay. Are you on a diet?
Well, no, they didn't have it where I was going.
Dude, this is like horrible planning.
Because we went to the Verdugo Bar, and then we went to the Far East Bar in downtown.
Why there?
Because that's where we met up with other people.
Oh, okay. Well, I just don't understand why you didn't like go to Tom Bergen's or Dylan's Irish Pub or Rockin' Riley's.
No, we celebrated the true St. Patrick's Day. Just
thank you.
Family and friends getting together.
St. Paco.
Right.
They did the St. Paco's Day. Is Radio Time 800-893-9562. Colin, Johnny Rock is our guest right now. We have a call right now. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Susie.
Oh my gosh! Hello,
hey, Susie. How you doing?
Hi, Sue. Oh, is Johnny still there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Johnny's right here. Do you know Johnny, Susie?
Oh, I've seen Johnny, and he is so hot. Oh my god!
Whoa!
Thank you. 10 years ago, I was way hotter.
Whoa!
Like, thank you.
Are you serious? Or are you joking around?
Are you drinking right now? Are you drunk?
Oh, I've seen Johnny so many different times, and he's changed his look every single time.
That's not what I see. He always wears the same shirt and
pretty
t-shirt.
Much.
And,
yeah.
Oh, Johnny has his long hair and his goatee. Oh my god!
Oh yeah, he does have it slicked.
That was a year or two ago.
No, I'm looking at you right now, dude. You got kind of long hair, and
I just got longer than you because you're bald.
Susie, where did you see Johnny at?
Oh, I've seen Johnny at so many different. I just sit in the back and just watch him because he's so hot.
Really?
Thank you.
Are you that big of a fan?
Do you ever laugh? I really care if you laugh or not. I don't care if you're watching me.
Have to laugh, but I don't laugh that loud because I don't want you to notice me.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So you're like a secret admirer.
Do you have like a squeaking laugh? Or do you like and then stop?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to meet me sometime and I'll show you.
Oh, that's weird. You can't show me a laugh. A laugh is a verbal response.
Oh, you want me to laugh now?
Johnny, I think she wants your pants. She wants to get in your pants more than laugh, Johnny. Johnny's turning red right now.
Yeah, I am. But that's mostly because my penis is out.
Are you available, Johnny?
Well, Johnny has his pants down right now.
Of course not. I'm never available.
Yeah, do you have a girlfriend, Johnny?
No.
Oh,
okay. It's weird.
It's confused. So Susie here is a good candidate, possible
No.
candidate? No.
Because she can answer any simple questions. I asked three simple questions. I don't want to go...
Susie, are you hot?
That's
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
See, that's... Why would I? Okay, imagine us going to dinner. I'm like, hey, what do you want? And then 45 minutes of just, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, well, I love to eat meat, Johnny.
So would you like Johnny's meat inside your mouth?
Oh, of course. I love to swallow, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, oh, wow.
What
great.
The fuck wow, is this? Johnny,
like all of it?
You want, do you have a Facebook page so Johnny can see what you look like?
Should we put you on hold and maybe Johnny, connect you guys? Wow. Is this an eHarmony connection right
oh,
now?
I was only 25 years old and looking like Johnny Roque.
Wow. I know. I could get married tonight.
You could do her like a Spaniard.
Maybe.
A Spaniard doing a Philippine.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you Filipino, Susie?
Do I like Filipinos?
No, no. What's your measurements? More important question. What's your measurements?
Okay, I'm a 36D.
Oh, wow. Oh,
just okay. One?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
Johnny, you're really killing your game
I'm sorry,
right now.
I'm just...
You're,
I have, you're not
don't be so us. Picky, Johnny.
I'm trying to get you laid.
Okay, I'm looking for a wife here, guys. Okay. I'm just looking to get laid.
Do you know how to cook, Susie?
Of course I know how to cook.
Do you know how to have babies?
I can try to have babies.
All right, okay. There you go, Johnny. Okay. So she knows how to cook. She can try to have babies?
That's not a good... That's a horrible resume. I can try to do nothing and let something reproduce inside me.
Well, we're going
to
put Susie on hold for Johnny because Susie seems like a good pick for Johnny right now.
And we got win a date with Johnny.
I don't want to have any babies.
We got another caller coming in. Who's calling in now? Hello. It's radio time.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Is Rick? Is Johnny?
Oh my God. Johnny?
Oh my God, are you nervous?
Are you nervous?
Yeah, you just said Rick.
Yeah,
first time.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just.
Is that
I
a Freudian? That's
right
a Freudian
now.
Slip.
Who
huh?
are you calling for? Are you calling for Rick or Johnny? What is it?
I'm calling for Johnny.
Don't lie. You Johnny. Said Rick.
Okay, so you're calling
really
in for Johnny.
No way. Rick has such a great body. He has the body I want.
Well, that's very strange
now?
To
now
hear that.
Who's getting red? Now look who's getting red.
Yeah, well, because my stalker's in the same studio as me right now. Johnny thinks I have a good body.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Rick,
Johnny's
you
got
a great body.
Oh, no.
Johnny's got a better body.
That's
than
how I know
me.
You've never seen me. I have a disgusting body.
What's your name, cutie pie?
My name's Mary.
Hi, Mary. And you're calling for Johnny.
That's
why
the
you,
name yeah. of my Thea. My why, Thea's name, Mary.
Whoa, you have the same name as his aunt. You
oh
got.
My God. So we have a lot in common then already.
You got
already.
You got one foot in already, honey.
What do you like to have?
Yeah.
What do you like to eat for dinner? Like, what's your favorite dinner meal?
I
what's
like
your
soup.
Favorite dinner
look
meal?
Look at these questions. Dude, no wonder this guy doesn't get laid.
That's a great question. I like
person.
It.
We're trying to get...
That's a really good question.
We're trying to... Is it a good question? You like that question?
I love that question. I love anything, Johnny.
There you go. Oh, my gosh, Mary.
Whoa, yeah.
We might have to bump Susie aside, and Mary's the one that we're going to hook you up
maybe.
With today.
Maybe.
Yeah,
she's a little
her.
Clear. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh!
I didn't mean for that to come out like that.
Oh, okay.
But my body! My body is telling me
all right, yeah. Thank you, DJ. Thank you, DJ.
Stop it. You're going to have to pay
thank you, DJ Nut Scratching.
DJ Nut no. But my body.
Mary, tell me.
I just think that Johnny is so great, and I think that we would go really, really well together.
How tall are you, Mary?
Oh, okay. How tall are you, Mary? He wants to know.
How tall am I? Yeah. I'm 4'2".
Four foot two.
Do you have a huge vagina?
And for 4 foot two, that'd be
no,
scary if she did.
Small, actually.
Well, because you're 4 foot two, it matches the rest of your body.
Yeah.
So those are gonna be a huge.
That's
vagina.
Good.
Yeah, 4 foot two. Her vagina's a sock.
Rob thinks Evergirl has a huge vagina because his penis is so small.
I am short. I mean, like, but I'm short in other ways. My body's telling me
it. When you think of Johnny, do you think of that song?
First, I think of anything sexual.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Really? What is it
okay,
about?
What's the most sexual food you can think of? Because I need to get dinner.
Oh, a chocolate-covered banana.
Really? That's in the sexual food?
You don't think so? Have you ever seen someone eat a chocolate covered banana?
Corn dog. Easily corn dog.
Now, for Rob,
I'm not dating Rob tonight.
For Rob to say a dark banana.
Chocolate covered banana.
You know, it just tells you a lot about Rob. That's all.
Have you seen someone eat a chocolate covered banana? An ice.
No, I don't watch when people eat chocolate covered bananas.
Oh my God, when a hot chick? Or
Rob,
it's just so
I've
wrong.
Seen you Rob, eat a hot a chocolate covered banana.
Oh, really?
I think Rob might be gay.
Totally. Oh, Mary.
I might be. I'll show you how
no
gay
way,
I'm
Rob.
Not.
There's no way Rob could be gay. Have you seen his arms?
Look. Yeah, exactly.
No, I only care about Johnny's arms right now. I don't really care about anybody else.
Now, let's get back to that love connection that we have going on here. Johnny.
I just think we should be together, that's all.
You like Johnny that much, huh?
Really?
Yeah,
Johnny's
honestly,
surprised.
Like, I think we would have
no
really
one likes me that
children.
Much. My mom doesn't like me that much.
Is Thea Mary doesn't like her that much?
I mean, like, I've had restraining orders against me before, but I mean, like...
Oh, shoot.
I've drawn crazy women outside their own cars. It's cool with me.
Wow, that's amazing. Would you stalk this guy? Have you been stalking Johnny?
I don't know if I'd call it stalking.
Okay, fine. What's my YouTube channel?
His YouTube channel, if you're a great stalker?
It's... Johnny Rowe, but it's like Rob Johnny because there's another guy.
We just got like all this music going on in the background thanks to Rob connecting his computer to
Rob
the
just got an iTunes
and
card.
He doesn't want to stop playing.
This
with
is his
it.
Song for Johnny, what a man.
Oh, this is.
That's not a good
Johnny's
thing.
A good
That's
pick.
Not,
Mary,
Johnny,
Mary.
Johnny has very low self-esteem. Yeah.
No, I don't have realistic standards.
Mary, okay. In one sentence, like, what would you like to tell Johnny the reason he should pick you for his girlfriend or his lover?
Or no, or just for like a cake.
A quick,
we can go get cake and coffee.
Oh, see, he just wants to get cake and coffee. He doesn't even want to get in your pants.
I'm just fucking hungry, and I'm tired of eating alone. That's the saddest.
How does that make you feel? You know what? What if we put cake? What if we put cake all over you, Mary?
I'm tired of eating alone, and that's the sad truth. I don't want to eat hungry men dinner by myself.
What if we put cake all over Mary? Would you eat her then?
Well, do I eat dinner before, or is what kind of cake?
No, I'll be your dessert.
I know,
oh,
of course.
Oh, yeah. One line, one sentence, Mary, for Johnny. What would you say? For him to win his art.
Is that I would love to fill the void in your life in more ways than one.
Are you talking about anal?
Like, as in sexually fill, you know, voids, like holes.
My holes or your holes?
Mine.
Okay. That's not
wow.
so bad.
Okay. Well, Mary, I thank you very much for calling in.
Wait.
We got her on hold. We got her number right here, Johnny. We're gonna give them to you so you can
I
call
had
them
questions,
up.
But
because,
okay.
Well, here's we have another call, Rob.
Okay, play it.
Who's calling now?
This is Trina again. I'm looking for Johnny.
Oh,
Trina.
Hi, Trina. How are you doing?
Hi, is this Johnny?
This is Johnny. I'm listening.
Hi, Johnny. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Wow.
I love you so much.
Wow.
Thank you. No one ever says that.
Are you a sister, Trina?
Huh? Yes, I am.
Johnny, got a little chocolate call here.
That's awesome.
Johnny, I know you like chocolate, Johnny. I met you before.
Who doesn't?
You met Johnny before?
Everybody.
I've seen him before.
You've seen him
and
before?
And I hugged him, but he don't know who I am.
I've only hugged two black women in my life. Tell me, Trina, to this song. Tell me what happened when you met Johnny. Tell us the exact.
Well, I seen him at a show, and I walked up to him, and I said, oh, my God, you're so funny. And he said, thank you. And he smiled at me, and I took it for what it's worth. That means you're in love with me, baby.
Get it, Johnny.
God.
Okay.
What do you want to tell Trina,
He's
Johnny?
Give her the roke.
Is
that what you say when you pull down your pants?
No, I say try and find
Johnny,
it. Because I got a lot of pubes.
You looked at me when you smiled at me and said thank you.
Huh?
I felt something. I felt a connection.
Yeah, well apparently.
That's because my mom raised me right. I got to give respectful thank yous.
Well, apparently you and Susie and Mary, Trina, are all crazy for Johnny this radio hour here.
Well, I'm not worried about them other girls because once he see who I am again, I mean, where you at anyway? Because I'll meet you.
We're in downtown LA. Will you come down right now and meet with them after the show?
I'm right in Culver City. I will be down there. Can you give me an address?
Wow, you bet. Let me see here. All I need to do is text you the address. I'll text it right to you, and you come down to the studios to meet
Johnny. Oh, my God, Johnny,
wow.
What's going on with
you? Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you hot, Trina? Because I wouldn't want to put my buddy Johnny.
Care. Well, you like light-skinned girls with long, curly hair?
You got two legs and two arms?
Yes, I do.
He's got very low standards.
You're just looking for somebody to eat with.
So, you know what? Go out on and tell them other girls to leave you alone. They can stop calling in. Your number one will be up there. I just need to know when and what time.
Wow. Okay.
This is your song.
Yeah,
shoot.
I will follow you home tonight.
She'll follow you home tonight.
That's not going to be good.
He lives at home with his parents.
Yeah,
parents.
That's the worst.
Why? Why is that, Johnny?
Because I do comedy full time.
Don't
and
you
I'm
have a place?
I'm
don't
like
you have
pretty
a place?
Much an opener
okay,
feature.
Well, I'll come to your comedy show. Where do you want me to go?
Where are you at tonight, Johnny?
Oh,
tonight?
Well, he'll be on Friday. He'll be at the show on Friday.
Yeah, Friday, I'm going to be at the Ice House stage, too.
No. What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesday,
she can't wait.
Oh, I'm going to be at the Palms.
We're not talking Friday. I'm talking tonight, Tuesday night.
Oh, man.
I'm
gonna be at this girl's hot.
The Palms in West Hollywood.
Tonight. It's on.
Tonight.
Oh, wow.
What time, Johnny?
I'll be there about 9 o'clock.
Well, I'll be there at
9:10. Whoa.
Oh, okay, cool.
Get nice.
There. I'm going to be on stage at 9, so 9:10 is perfect. I get off. You don't have to see me.
Wow.
Struggle with three people
okay,
in the audience.
Well, I'm going to walk up to you. You already gonna know who I am because I'm gorgeous. I'll be the cutest one in the club.
Oh, that's great.
Curly, long hair and sexy legs.
Oh, man, you are in for it, Johnny.
I like legs.
God, you gonna thank me or what?
Legs are the best.
Dude, I don't even get this fucking... This is, what's going on here?
Did he say he don't like legs?
No. He said my legs are the best.
No, that's
Rob
interesting.
Doesn't like legs.
Say, you gonna like these legs.
You're gonna love these legs, she said.
All right, well
thank you for calling
in. Thank you
for
very
much. Go see Johnny Rocket.
Any last words?
I was gonna show you the Rocket.
All right, any last words for Johnny Rocket, Trina?
Trina, my name is Trina. I'll see you at the Palms, Johnny. I'll walk right up to you. I'm gonna be watching you while you're performing.
Okay. All right.
Make sure you show him your vagina first, because that place is a gay area.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Look at Rob the homophobe.
Wow.
No, I'll tell you what happened to me.
This is a gay area.
No.
Rob's got a story.
I got a story for you. Talk about gay. Skid Row. I'm at Skid Row Studios right now. We're listening to Iz Radio. West Palm. We're at the West Hollywood place. I went there. I was bombed, right? I was drunk.
Okay.
And I went there to Ryan Tamo was running a show there. I went there. I'm hanging out, right? I go on stage. I have a good set for like the five people there. And not in clean. There was like, I don't know. So transvestites start showing up, right? Because they have like some transvestite show or something like that. So I'm like, it started like questioning what the hell's going on. Because some of them were really ugly, but very few of them were like kind of like, what the hell? Like that
good
looks
looking?
That looks too close.
Good looking.
Yeah, like they were good looking.
They were pretty, man.
Like it looks too close
to a woman where I was like, damn.
No, that's the point. They're supposed to look close.
I know, but some of them, some of them were like, come on, like who are you fooling here?
Some of them.
Like most of them, like 90% of them.
That's like the fat kid that joins flag football. Who are you fooling? You're not really going to play.
So anyway, so I'm sitting there and this girl like comes up to me after and she's with this guy that's like obviously gay. And I don't even know if it was obviously gay, but she starts just talking to me. She buys me a drink. My buddy Roberto, the guy with the bad smelling fart, he's there. He's drinking up a storm.
He told this story about his friend Roberto about having smelly farts. They're so bad that you can smell the farts after he tells the story.
I puked because it smelled so bad. That's another story. So anyway, so then the girl like starts hitting on me, and I'm just like, all right, whatever. And I'm like, I'm kind of drunk at this point, so I'm very like just very aggressive, and I just tell her, I'm like, look, I'm a, what's gonna happen if I put my hand under your skirt right now and I feel a dick? She's like, I'll elbow you, and I'm like, okay, fair enough. She's like, how about I just show you my pussy? And this
did
is
she?
So then she sits, she pulls up her skirt.
Were you expecting a dick? Is that why you said what's gonna happen if I put my hand under your skirt?
No, because I was gonna be pissed off because she was hitting on me because I told her, I'm like, are you a guy? And she said, no. So like, I was like, I think you have, I was like, I don't trust you. So then she fucking pulls up her skirt and she fucking pulls up her underwear to the side and she shows me a fucking vagina. And she's showing me with her cell phone. And then she's like saying like she wants me to go back with her and her friend to the hotel, which is right there. And at this point, I'm thinking this is like not happening.
Damn it, Rob. That's why nice guys like me can't find a girl. Yeah. Dudes like you are walking around. Yeah. What if I reach under your skirt and fill a dick?
Yeah. What's going to happen?
What a jerk.
Yeah, well, fuck you. And either way, I ended up not getting any because I left. So I was like, fuck this. And I just couldn't do it.
Because left?
I left.
Oh, I thought you said laughed.
No.
I was drunk, but I just felt
something bad was going to happen. Like, I just didn't like the vibe.
Like you were going to have sex?
No, but it wasn't even that. Why is the other dude there? I told her. I'm like, why is this guy here?
What if that's her watcher?
That's my friend. And I'm like, I don't need him to be in the room.
Have you ever seen The Princess Diaries? They always have a watcher. She might have been a princess.
No, like, she was not. She said she was a principal in Orange County and that she liked to party.
Principal in Orange County?
She liked to party.
Party?
Yeah, she liked the party, she said. So, yeah, that's what happened.
She does coke.
I don't know if she does coke.
I like to party. I'm a principal from Orange County. That's complete code for I'm a principal from Orange County that does coke.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this girl calling in, Trina? You gonna meet up with her?
If she shows up, I'm gonna be there. I don't care. Yeah.
Have you ever been with a black woman, Johnny?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No, have you, Rick?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Look at that pimp. Yeah, well.
Well, not just one. I mean, yeah. I feel like
not just one.
Yeah, four or five.
At the same time?
No. I've dated. I think I want to say 1, 2, 3, 4 black women.
Okay.
And they all had one same thing, attitude.
Yeah. Okay.
They all had an attitude.
Like DMX?
Like they were hot and cute and sexy and fun to hang out with and go out with and very sexual, but attitude just came out afterwards. Okay. That was the only problem I had with black women.
You dated white and Latinas?
Yeah, I've dated white Latinas and Asian girls? I've dated Asian. Not a lot Asian, though.
Okay, that's cool.
But more Latina.
This is the jungle fever song,
by the way. I dated more Latinas. What about you, Rob?
I've been with 2 black chicks.
I think Rob's been with the ghetto ones. I mean, I think he's been with the Hollywood ones.
No.
Like the Hollywood Creole ones. Like the ones that are kind of white, like talk like this. Oh my God!
No, never.
Were you with like a ghetto black girl?
No. Actually, they're both like one like grew up in Brentwood, and the other one she lived in Compton. Actually,
okay.
But she was not ghetto at all. She was actually like a good girl. Like
I mean, not ghetto. Just you know.
No. She was not ghetto at all. But like, I hooked up with her a lot. She's pregnant now, and she like had a kid, but not mine.
There you go.
Yeah, keep telling yourself.
I got pictures if you want to see them.
Not mine. It's not.
What? You want to see a picture or no?
No, I don't want to see a picture of your illegitimate kid that you're not going to take care
of. No, you want to see a black vagina. That's what I'm saying. You don't want to see...
No.
Why not?
Because I'm trying to be professional.
No,
here.
You can see one with my cock going in it. It's great, dude.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, man. What is wrong with this guy?
Nothing's wrong with me, man.
Yeah, there is.
Can I fill under your skirt?
Let me take a picture of my dick in your pussy.
I remember dating...
What is wrong with that?
I remember dating my first black girl, and she said pick her up at her house in South Central. And it was one of the scariest moments in my life because I think I was texting her, trying to get her to get out, come to the car, and then she was like, come inside. And she was like, come inside. And I'm like, oh man, I don't want to come inside, right? And sure enough, I come inside, and there's like the male cousins, right? And his friends. Right, and they're all just kind of mad dogging me, like, "What's up?" You know, "Hey, how you doing?" Like, and then they just, you know, like, what's going on in their mind? Like,
yeah.
He is not taking out my cousin, no way. And you know, his friends had the crush on the cousin.
Well, there's at least one that hooked up with her.
Rob showing us.
So there's the picture you're talking about.
His pictures.
You want to see the?
I want to see the penis in the bed.
Oh, really?
Oh man, really?
No, I can't show you that.
Are you serious?
Got all red
you got that, really?
No.
You want to see my cock?
Oh, no.
You want to see my cock?
I thought a transvestite with a penis instead of a vag.
No.
I don't know what you do on the weekends, man. You lose your cards.
This is her with my mouth.
I know what you do with her.
With her mouth around my penis.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a terrible photographer.
Right here on the show is Radio Time.
Hey, it is.
Oh my god.
Now you see my cock.
I can't believe what I just saw. Her either.
I think we're cock twins.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. They're just showing pictures of themselves, their own penises, and they look alike. They're cock twins. Johnny and Rob DeRocha are cock twins. Amazing. Johnny DeRocha.
Johnny DeRocha.
When our cocks combine, you get Johnny DeRocha.
That's sword fight.
The most awkward porn scene in history.
Oh, man, that was too funny. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for calling in and sharing your love and...
Cock twins? You're circumcised, too. Excellent.
Your love and excitement for Johnny Roque, who's going to be this Friday, he's going to be at the Ice House Comedy Club this Friday at 8 p.m. Make sure you buy your tickets online. Go to Ice House Comedy Club. Go to their website.
Be a great show. I'm hosting.
Yeah, Johnny is host. He's a great host.
I'm going to be there the entire night.
He's going to be there the entire night. Guess who else is going to be there? Rob DeRocha.
This guy sitting next to me.
This guy sitting right here who just showed us a picture of his penis, and it looks exactly like Johnny.
You want to see a picture of my penis watching television?
I think Johnny's new name is Johnny DeRocha.
And my name?
And your name is Rob Rocha.
Oh my god.
Oh man, these guys are famous guys. Catch them Friday night as they're taking pictures of their penises.
Friday night, hilarious. They'll
be there with us at the Ice House Comedy Club. We also have Cheap Smokes and Joe Daddy Ramirez.
I thought that's something you're selling through the audience. Cheap Smokes.
Cheap Smokes.
Cheap Smokes
for 58 cents.
Gin.
They're going to be playing.
Cheap Smokes for 58 cents.
And loose condoms. You can buy one at a time.
Hey, buy some condoms with holes in them, everybody. Magic Johnson, pick and save. We got 99 cent store condoms.
Recycled dildos. Recycled dildos that don't work anymore, but hey, you got a boyfriend.
That's a great name for a sketch group. Recycled dildos.
Oh, I think I like that. Thank you.
It's a recycled dildo production.
Recycled dildo. We're going to take a break right now. Is radio time.
Are we taking a break, really?
We're going to take a quick
break. We're going to lose our two listeners.
No, quick break right now. Is radio time. Ricky Skeeter, Rob DeRocha, and Johnny Roque, special guests. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back.
Listen to Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Hey everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Courtroom Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Tune into the Love Bite, where all your kinky desires come true. Sundays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
Skid Row Studios, it's the happiest place to be. Skid Row Studios, fuck you, FCC.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific. SkidRowStudios.com.
What? We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Hi, I'm Rick Kosick, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Nista on SkidRowStudios.com.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny.
My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true, teenagers are having less oral sex, but, less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is...
Hispanic.
I was like, gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They said the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste
and
like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that fond of it.
Are you sure though, honey?
Let me ask you something,
you.
And you can be honest with
us.
If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I have advice for her. Oh, right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up.
I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere. With the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
All right, here we are. We're back. Thank you for those commercials, Skid Row.
It's the Cock Twins.
It's the Cock Twins here with Rob DeRocha, Johnny. Rob DeRoche and Johnny Rocha. The Cock Twins here sharing each other's cock pictures.
We can be Cock Twins. That was hilarious.
Hey, you know what happened? What I recently heard is Snoop Doggy Dogg came out in the news. He's starting his new reggae album.
I told you about that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a news story.
Snoop Lion, you talking about?
Snoop Doggy Dogg coming out with Snoop Lion. Thank you, Rob DeRocha.
Did you know about that?
Giving up behind the scenes production, writing.
Yeah, exactly. He went to this. He's doing this type of music now.
Let's hear a little song from Snoop Dogg's new album.
It's the same shit, though. He's still getting high.
No, it's better.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, well, it's a new tune.
Right. He's like against violence now. And he says like east side, west side, north side, south side, unified.
Yeah.
He's got the lyrics down, huh?
Well, he did cause a lot of death.
He did.
Not, by, you know, not on purpose.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
Well, turns out that he also wants to change St. Patrick's Day to another day. And I think he's calling in right now. Is it
Snoop?
Shut
up, really?
Snoop Dogg, I think, calling in. I don't believe it, but is who? Hello, who's on the line?
Oh,
what?
Are you serious? No. Is this Snoop Dogg? You're not pulling my...
West side, north side, south side. We all unified.
Oh, my gosh. It is Snoop Dogg.
He quoted what you just read.
He wrote that himself. Wow, Snoop Dogg, where are you at? Are you in Long Beach right now?
Oh, wait, no, I'm rolling down to 101. So
you're
in
traffic.
Ooh, wait.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's
hey,
pretty cool.
Hey, Snoop, so why are you calling in? I'm glad you're one of our, like, two listeners.
Have you heard of his radio time, Ricky Skid or Rob DeRocha?
Oh, for sure. Y'all tight. Y'all Skid Row. It's for real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Almost like Death Row Records.
Yeah,
right?
Almost like Death Row.
Pretty much the same thing.
Skid Row, Death Row.
Hey, so tell us about your new album coming out, Snoop.
Oh, you know, I had an epiphany. I was in Jamaica, and I had an epiphany, and at first my wife was like, who that bitch, Epiphany?
Yeah, that's a crazy bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no. Now, don't get it twisted, all right? Okay. I said, I'm putting down the guns, I'm keeping up the blunts, you know, and I'm going to Snoop Lion.
Okay.
Wow, that's good. You were a pretty hardcore gangster.
No, for real though.
You were the only guest that showed up to the music award show with a warrant on you.
That's
you know how we roll. I was happy I was in Jamaica and went with Snoop Lion because my homie was like, "Yo, man, if he was in China, he might be Snoop Panda."
Yeah, you know what I mean, Snoop Panda.
Snoop Panda. Huh?
Or if I had my epiphany in Mexico, I'd be Snoop Donkey. I'll be up on the microphone talking about Bow Wow. Hee haw, hee haw.
Snoop's off the chain.
Yo, it's your name, huh, Snoop? Wow, that's pretty. What if you were in India?
Oh, I'd be like Snoop Camel. I'd be like, I don't give a hump.
I don't give a hump.
But you know what? I like my women like I like my camels. Spitting, not swallowing.
So, Snoop, what's this crazy rumor that you want to change St. Patrick's Day to something else?
You know what? I was hanging out with my favorite comedian, Darren Carter.
Okay. Darren Carter, the party starter?
Darren Carter, the party starter?
Oh, yeah. You know, outside of y'all, you know, he's one of my favorites. And in fact, right now, I'm about to go see him at the Comedy Magic Club.
Oh,
all
really?
Right.
Oh,
okay. Awesome.
Y'all should check out that shit at DarrenCarter.com. But enough about that, nigga. I'm like St. Patrick's Day, you know. It's like I'm thinking the color for that holiday is green, and I'm like, oh wait. Speaking of green, we ought to put down the drinks and make St. Patty's Day St. Gon's Day for real, though.
Oh, okay. So no more drinking, huh?
Oh no, that.
I mean, if you want to have some, that's cool. But I'm saying let's lift them up in the air. Ooh wee.
So put the 40s down and put the shorties in your mouth. Is that what it is? Or
yeah, for sure. You know, we should just be smoking on St. Patrick's Day.
But then why would you get St. Patrick's Day the best for like St. Patrick's Day brawls? Have you ever just gotten into a fight with someone because it's St. Patrick's Day?
He's not about that anymore.
No, yeah.
For real though, no more brawling. Look, east side, west side, north side, south side. We need to be unified.
Have you seen gangs?
Hey, I heard that in a song not too long. Did you write that?
You know what? I'm a poet, and I didn't even realize it.
Huh?
I said, I'm a poet, and I didn't even
realize
it.
Hey, the girls are outside the radio station. They think you're here.
Oh, yeah. You know how it is. That's how we is. Welcome to my world. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
This guy's great.
So what else you got planned for the future, Snoop?
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, taking over all holidays. You know, Cinco de Mayo might be like Smoko de Mayo.
Oh, wow, that's catchy.
I kind of like that. That's yeah. good.
Yeah. Smoko de Mayo. So you're basically saying every holiday should be include smoking.
For real, though. For real, yeah.
So we're talking about Christmas. What are you going to call Christmas?
Crackmas.
Crackmas.
The one day you crack.
I'm just messing with you. You know, we leave crack alone. Crack is whack, as the great Whitney used to say.
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul.
How about 4th of July?
Are you high?
Oh, okay. This guy's got everything.
Yeah, you got the whole.
He's a lyricist.
Oh, yeah. You know, like Groundhog Day, it'd be like, does the weed cast a shadow?
Does the weed cast a shadow? I love your idea, Snoop. You gotta start talking to the mayor of Villagrosa or whatever his name is. I don't even know how to say his name. Or maybe you talked to Obama at all about changing this stuff or what?
No, really, though. You know, we're about to right now I'm meeting with Dennis Rodman. He's the new ruling leader.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's an ambassador.
Rodman got over to North Korea, and he's meeting with the Pope.
Right. Yeah. Are you thinking of joining him?
For real, though, man. Like, taking the Pope mobile to the Pit mobile.
The Pope mobile.
Are you thinking of joining Rodman on his trips?
Yeah, that might happen, though. You never know. You never know with the Snoop Lion.
Yeah, what if you think you would bring Rodman in to rap with you?
You know, he ain't really fit for the rap game right now.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
he had such a good album back in 2004. Rodman made an album.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
did he?
It was right after Double Trouble.
I know.
That's like a slap in Snoop Dogg's face,
what
man.
What the hell? Come on.
It's like a slap. I'm sorry, Snoop Dogg.
Johnny Rook is a rookie host.
Dude.
I'm a Rodman fan, all right? I don't care what anybody says.
My pimpan is way strong for you, Snoop. And
anything you want to say to Johnny Rook there, Snoop, because of that last comment?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, you want to give a plug for your friend Darren Carter again there, Snoop?
Yeah, you know, Darren Carter, don't get it twisted. Check out full out, DarrenCarter.com.
Where can they find Darren Carter, Snoop?
On these nuts.
And he'll be at the Hermosa Comedy Magic Club tonight. Thank you very much, Snoop, for calling in. Wow, Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, that's the biggest guy that we've ever had, man.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
No, we got Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion.
Do you think he got it because he'd be lying all the time?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, what the hell is lion? Put your lighters up.
Are there lions in Jamaica?
Yes.
Are there? I don't think
there
so.
Are there be. Lions? No, there are no lions in Jamaica.
Lions can swim. They just swam from Africa to Jamaica.
Oh, man.
Shut up. This guy with the history buff here.
Well, is radio time. We're right about that.
I was doing this, though.
Yeah, this was this stuff, yeah.
And the pot is still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got some bitches in the living room.
That's too young to listen. Like, my mom wouldn't let me listen.
Oh, really?
Let you listen to that stuff?
Oh, wow.
I remember...
You just made me feel old. I got some freaks in the living room.
I remember my young brother who owns this, 5'4", Andre.
Yeah.
He introduced me to that music. He was like 14, 15 at the time. And he goes, hey, listen to this. And I didn't know what was going on. He introduced me to Snoop, and I listened to that, and I said, oh, my God, I can't believe my younger brother introduced me to that. And he was like, oh, it's all about balls in your mouth. And
no, but G's up, hose down, dude.
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
G's up.
Yeah.
Juice. All sipping right. on well, Gina's juice.
I want to thank for Snoop Doggy Dog, Darren Carter, party starter, calling in. We have... We're back to the leprechaun.
Whoa.
This is great. Irish music.
I'll drink the last of the milk from the fridge and put the container back. I'll keep in touch in your yearbook, but I'll never call you back. I'll talk loudly in a theater and I'll text you whilst I drive. I'll whistle out a tune until you wish you weren't alive.
All right. Yes. Saved. Patrick's Day, we're going over...
The luck of the Irish.
The luck of the Irish, everything that's going on with St. Patrick's Day. Johnny, I believe You had to go or are you sticking around?
Yeah, I got to go in a few minutes.
Johnny's got to go in a few minutes, so when he says bye, we'll say bye to him. But in the meanwhile, we are... But in the meanwhile...
More sperm dropping.
It's about that time where we go to our anchor man, Rob DeRocha.
Let's do this.
Has a lot of stuff for us today in the news.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, in the news... Are we going to play this the whole time? Secret menu. You know there's a secret menu? Do you know that?
I heard about
secret
that.
Menus. Yeah. There's secret menus like an in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or enter and exit or whatever your place was. The E&E.
Yeah. Like secret sauce.
Not secret sauce.
No. Like secret. Like
secret menu.
Oh, menu.
Like
okay.
In and out. You can get like a
animal style.
Animal style.
The animal style is
that 4x4.
Yeah. A 4x4. Have you had one?
No.
Oh, I have. That's right. Too much meat. Too much meat.
A 4x4. Wow.
Yeah, it's 4 pieces of meat. Yeah.
I just burped hearing that.
Yeah, and then they got the Flying Dutchman. You know that?
No, I don't know.
At In and Out, have you had the Flying Dutchman?
No.
I just like to order.
That sounds sexual.
It's just 2 pieces of meat with 2 pieces of cheese in the middle. That's it.
That's all?
It's called the Flying Dutchman.
Isn't that a double cheeseburger?
But no bread, no nothing, no lettuce.
That's a ripoff. That's just it.
Yeah, that's it. They call it the Flying Dutchman.
Is it a dollar? It should be nothing.
No,
more than
it's
a dollar.
Not a dollar. But you know what? At McDonald's, they got a Monster McBurger, which is 8 patties.
Well, that's just 1 regular patty if you shop anywhere else. Because McDonald's has the thinnest hamburger patties.
Yeah, but 8 of those patties would be disgusting, I think. And then they also got the Burger King, the Suicide Burger, which is 4 patties, 4 slices of cheese, and bacon, and special sauce. And you get, it comes with a side of heart attack at the end. Chipotle's got the Quesarito. It's a quesadilla, but with the burrito stuff in there, and then they wrap it up and do that. And McDonald's has got this thing called the McGangbang.
Okay,
what is that? It's 2 pieces of meat with chicken in the middle, which is kind of like the funniest name, I think, for a burger, the McGangbang. Because all I picture is Ronald McDonald Grimace banging like Wendy, I guess, you know, and I picture like Burger King walking in and whipping out his Whopper, slapping on the face with it, and then they make a fucking McBukkake. I don't know.
I'm shocked that this is the top story on the news hour.
I'm shocked.
I'm like, that's amazing.
That the McGangbang made it to the top story.
And top of the stories for today, this is Rob DeRocha coming at you. We got the McGangbang.
I thought that was interesting.
I did.
You're showing people
it was
your dick talking about gangbangs. You've changed, Dad.
The radio. I've been getting big.
You want me to give you a story here?
Go ahead. Okay, you go with one.
Here we go.
Student
who put semen in breath mint drops could have record sealed permanently. Oh. So basically, a high school student put his semen in breath mint drops.
How did they know and how did they find out?
I guess...
when your breath smells like dick, I think that's
Come here.
Dude,
come
here, young lady.
Your
like
breath
dick.
Smells like dick. You must have had that mint that's going around.
You know what that does? That makes me feel like this, you know.
Pure sperm coming out of my dick.
That's disgusting.
All that's dropping.
Wait, so how did they find out? Did they tell him?
The
or?
Police were notified of Drake's semen stunt.
The police were notified?
After a student who ingested the drops reported the incident.
Ew. Oh, do you know how embarrassed that is for that kid to be... Like, you're like known as the guy that had semen in your mouth.
Yeah, I know. Who wants
or
to
girl.
Step forward?
Big girl.
You think so?
It could be a girl. You're right. Yeah. I'm thinking it's got to be...
That's how she probably found out. She probably like ate the mint with the semen on it, right? And then missed her period and was like, "Oh no, I'm pregnant."
Stimulation show? They were just talking about how like guys can taste their own sperm, but I've never tasted my own sperm. I've never even had the desire.
I've smelled it, and that's as far as
I've never even smelled it.
It gets on my hand sometimes, and I'm grossed out.
I've never smelled it.
You never smelled it in a sock you shot it in a t-shirt you shot it in, and
how do you
towel
not smell
you shot it in.
It engulfs the room. The smell is just
I know. It just engulfs the room.
Smell?
I have to
you
take
don't
a
know what
shit
it smells
right
like.
After.
No, you have no idea what.
I've never. No, I've yeah, never.
You
smelled
have no idea that
semen.
Your cum smells like bleach.
No, does it?
What are you serious?
Coming in a vacuum cleaner?
I know.
Done?
What planet are you from?
No, I put it on my you hands sometimes.
How clean do you jerk off, dude? Let me see it. How is it that you get this job done without getting
cleaner.
It all over you and you smell it?
I'm very clean like that. Yeah. I'm honest. I don't like to spew it out everywhere.
Jerk off in the shower, in the toilet?
No, that was when I was younger.
Okay, wait, I got a new story. Because I gotta leave in like 2 minutes. I'm gonna talk about this news story.
All right.
Okay, this woman in Taiwan divorced her husband over him having too small of a penis.
I saw that story.
Did you see that?
I saw that story.
He had 5 centimeters of a dick.
Yeah.
No, wait, did they show a picture of it?
Well, no, you put report. They don't take pictures of dicks and just put it up.
Right? I don't know. He could have been your cock twin in Thailand.
Well, all I can say about that story is shame on him, all right?
Shame
on
Are you going to do anything about that?
Well, I got a story here.
But you know what? It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why they're getting divorced, could you see Exhibit A? Do you see this penis right here?
you see her sad face, Exhibit B?
Yeah, Exhibit B. Is it in?
This is a perfect segue to the next story.
Wait, time out. Before you say that.
It's a perfect
segue. How long were they married?
They were married for 4 years, so she gave it a try. She was there for 4 years. And I found out that you can have, like, penis attachments.
What?
Okay. Yeah, there's penis attachments that you can put on your penis.
To make it bigger?
To make it feel like a real penis.
That brings me to the next story.
Okay.
Andrew Wardle, man born without penis.
Oh, that's horrible.
Is that true?
Yeah, I guess he could.
To have surgery that will make... Excuse me. To have surgery to make organ from arm. Yes.
Well, no, that's how they do it with trannies.
A man's arm
How do you know that?
Because I did a study about it.
Okay.
A man...
what the... Educate, hey, Rob.
No, I don't care that he knows that.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Because I did a study of it.
What are you studying that you got to study that? What the... You're no doctor.
What class was
What are you
this?
Studying?
Tranny 101? Class, biology.
Tranny 101.
You guys are giving me shit. This guy, he's like,
Tranny 101.
I know.
I'm going to become a tranny.
Usually they took the fat from the inside of your thigh.
Are you getting tired of your penis? Do you want a vagina instead?
Did they add that to your penis?
No, they just mold it into like a dick form. It doesn't get hard or anything. It just looks like
Well, here we go. A man's arm is lending him a hand to fix his penis problem. A 39-year-old British man born without a penis.
Wait, he went 39 years?
39 years. Will undergo. Hey, I heard this penis thing's pretty fun. I'm going to try it out.
39 years old. Wait. So what? That guy should be a genius. Because, like, what did he do? He couldn't masturbate.
I know. He must have been doing a lot of homework.
Why I haven't solved cancer.
He's read every book. He's read every book in the library 3 times.
Yeah, exactly.
He will undergo 3 surgeries over the next year to craft a male sex organ out of his own arm.
You make it sound like he's doing it himself. Someone else is doing this for him.
He's not doing shit.
He's like showing up one day. Hey, so what's this penis thing I've heard about? What is that? What's going on with that? I mean, that's disgusting.
He was born with an ectopic bladder, meaning it's outside of his body.
Damn it. In my head, it was like a Capri Sun juice pouch. He had to punch it with a straw every time he had to pee.
Oh, my God.
There I go.
Can you hand me that straw there?
That's disgusting.
Don't drink from that straw.
So an estimated 1 in 30 million men are born with this condition.
That's not a condition. That's a problem. That's
which
what it is.
Usually sees a small fold
that's
of skin less than an inch long in place of the penis.
Oh, so
several operations corrected bladder and kidney problems enabled him to urinate through the tube.
Did the penis grow somewhere else?
No. He was
on the back of his foot just
check this
around.
Out. Verging on suicide a few years ago because of his missing manhood, Wardle visited a doctor who said it's possible to fabricate a functioning member.
I can do it.
Wow. Yes. Despite not being able to have full sex with women, Wardle boasted he's had more than 100 partners.
What? Whoa.
Okay. On that.
Most of the time, they didn't seem to be bothered. They liked the fact that I could pleasure them. They liked the fact that I could pleasure them in other ways and never expected anything in return.
Yeah, that's called eating her out. That's all it's called.
Only once has a woman, telling a woman I don't have a penis turned out badly. She got angry and punched me in the face.
And just threw up all over the place?
Yes.
Oh, that's gross.
So the man with the detachable penis, there's a big picture of him all over the internet right now. Andrew Wardle.
Where's
he
going to
begin his main penis very soon. The man is from Britain. Oh, chop cheerio, chop cheerio.
That is horrible, actually. Oh, chop cheerio.
Oh, chop my cheerio. Why don't you chop my cheerio? British man born without a penis.
Hello, goblin.
Well, on that lovely note, I have to take off.
Oh.
Hey, take care of your penis.
I'm going to take care of it.
Did we hit a soft spot?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
So remember, you can see me this Friday night.
This Friday
night
at the Ice House.
Ice House.
Come see
Johnny Roque.
Johnny with his
Rob
detachable
DeRocha
penis.
And Rick Iscaretta.
Yes.
It's going to be a great show.
Yes. Johnny, you have a CD for sale.
Yeah, I have a CD.
You have it here right now. The ladies are looking for it.
Yeah, it's called The Worse the Place, the Better the Taste.
The Waste. The what?
The Worse the Place, the Better the Taste.
The Worse the Place, the Better. Does that go the same with women?
Yes.
The worse the woman, the better the taste?
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, I don't know about
that.
Lord,
you
have you ever
deep.
Smell the bad vagina?
Yes, yes.
Email me, johnnyroque@hotmail.com, or find me on Facebook, Roque Johnny, ROQUEJOHNNY.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jenny, thank you for coming in, Johnny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Roque.
Yeah, cock twins.
Johnny DeRoque, or Johnny Rocha. He's thinking of changing his name because of the same penis that he has with Rob.
The same penis that he has with Rob.
See you, Johnny. Thank you for coming by. Johnny
Rook. Twins.
Johnny's going to meet up with a sister at Palms. Trina is going to be looking for Johnny and going to be like, you got no penis.
You got no penis.
What's next on the news there, Rob DeRocha?
Well, recently, have you been watching the show The Bible?
Yeah, I haven't been watching it, but I've been hearing the hype that they've been getting a lot of watchers.
You'd be the worst anchorman. Yes, I've been hearing the hype, and I heard they have a lot of watchers.
They got a lot of watchers.
No, anyways, during the show, one of the characters plays the devil, and one of the characters looks like Obama, the guy that plays the character.
Barack Obama?
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Really?
He looks really like him.
Does he have like an assistant that looks like Michelle Obama?
No, he does not, but I think it's kind of funny that they, because the thing is like, the guy that actually hosts the show or owns the show is that guy that produces Survivor. I forgot what his name is.
Oh.
Burnett, I think
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Burnett, yeah.
Mark Burnett, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually a big supporter of the Democrats, and he loves Obama.
Kids so, love them. Parents trust
that's
them.
Me, I'm
Little
sorry.
Critters gummies are nutritious and better tasting than other.
I'm okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's good. Thank you.
I was looking at the article you were sending me.
Okay. Oh, so. Okay. But yeah, so that's what's happening right now.
Have you seen the show?
I have not seen the show. I think if I do watch the show, I think it'll be the same thing as going to church. So probably equal that.
But a
right?
little bit more up to date. Now, what version are they showing of this Bible? Are they showing the Revelations? Are they showing
no,
the
No, they're
Genesis?
Showing the different... No, they're showing everything, I think. And they're going like through like main stories. But a lot of the stories are changed with different characters, like different ethnicities. So they're throwing in like, you know, like Obama's a black guy. Obviously, the guy that plays him is black. But even Hercules, I think they had like a story of Samson and the guy was black.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're just changing up like that way. Like, I don't know. I guess they're making everybody, every ethnicity involved.
Wow.
Because most of the stories, when they do the Bible, like, they're always, white people.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and then right now, they got renewed nuke sale fear after recent North Korea test.
What do they have?
A renewed nuke sale. Last month was a show of defiance, and national pride is also advertising the target audience. And I say it's almost time for the world looking to buy nuclear material. So they're out there trying to buy nuclear material.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Kim, our friend, yeah. One of our few listeners. Yeah, he's. I guess he's looking for nukes.
He's looking for nukes, huh? Yeah. Shopping around.
Yeah, he's shopping around. All right, you got nukes, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
So.
I think we got a phone call right now.
We got a phone call. All right.
I don't know.
Let's take the phone call. Caller.
Hello. Who is it?
Hello? Yeah. What's up, guys?
Wait. Who is this?
Who is it?
Yeah, it's me, Kim Bach. Come on.
Oh my God. Dude, you're one of our listeners. I'm so glad that you called in again.
I got you on fast dial.
Okay, well, what's going on with you? Because it looks like here that you're trying to buy some nukes.
Yeah, you know anybody? You got hookup, Rob?
I don't have a hookup.
You
Mr.
got hookup
Kim.
For nuke, Rob? What matter, man?
I'm sorry. I just don't have a hookup, man. Like, what are you looking for nukes for, anyways?
Oh, you know, I just like to pray with nukes.
You like to what?
You know, I just like to play with nukes. I play with nukes.
Oh, you like to...
Now, boom, they go.
Oh, dropping bombs on your mom.
Yeah, you know, just dropping bombs on your mom. Horror.
Horror.
Horror. I'm going to pass some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Are you still listening to that music?
Yeah, Rodman coming back. We're getting ready for a big party.
Oh, really? What are you guys going to do with the nukes?
Well, we're gonna blow nukes. We have plans, secret plans, to take a nuke off and blow them.
What?
In the air and wave them like we just don't care.
Wow, this is kind of weird that you do that.
Yeah, you know, we do it good, so. But you should come party with Rodman, okay, Rob? Tell Rick, come party with Rodman.
I should?
Yeah, we will. We'll go party with
you. Yeah, you know what, Rick? Maybe Rick can come along.
Yeah,
I'll go. I think Rick would want to go.
I don't care.
Yeah, Rick, Rob, come by, okay? Don't be chicken.
No, you know what? I mean, are you going to be playing, like, this type of music or what?
What?
That's
what,
right.
What?
That's right.
What?
I'm going to pop some tags.
You're going to pop some nukes.
Ori, I'm going to pop some nukes. That's a good idea, Rob.
I love it. It must be a party over there.
Watch out, here come Kim Jong. I'm gonna pop some nukes. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a blow up.
Looking for a blow up.
A blow up. It's fucking awesome.
Get a big dick.
Here come Rodman. With Big Ghetto Blaster.
Well, you know what, Kim? I want to thank you for calling in again. You're one of our listeners, and I'm glad you listened. I mean, I didn't know North Korea was such they love listening to Iz Radio.
Yeah, peace. I'm out.
All right. See you later, Nick.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Wow. Man.
That's nice. So weird that he calls he in likes, here.
Yeah, he always calls us, and who knows?
I don't know, but I think it's funny that he listens to this music.
Yeah, I think he's cool. I think we have a chance to create some peace with him, if not through Rodman, through Iz Radio time.
Through right, Iz Radio, we're going to be doing that?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else is in the news. Also, they got a... gay fan asked the NFL team to end kiss cam joke.
What?
Well, there's...
I love kiss cam.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny to me? Because the kiss cam is always like...
Hey, kiss me.
Yeah, kiss me.
Kiss me by the water fountain. Kiss me. Kiss me with a hot dog in my mouth.
Wow.
Kiss me.
Is that what you do?
Kiss me while Kobe shoots a free throw.
Anyways... There, this guy from a fan from the Jaguars.
Jaguars?
I mean, it's the Jaguars from Jacksonville.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he got upset because they do this thing where they
kiss me.
Yeah, they play that music.
So. Oh, okay. So they do this thing that what? So when they're actually playing the song and they're showing the
couples.
Yeah,
they go around to people and they have people kissing and stuff like that. So what they do is they go to the opponent's team and then they go like to two of the guys on the bench and then everyone laughs because they want the two guys
to
kiss.
They want the two guys to kiss on the bench.
Yeah, people laugh. So right now this guy's offended because he's saying, you know, like it's an insult, you know, so I don't know.
Really?
I think it's just taking it too far because I think it, no matter what, it's funny. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, look, I grew up watching Three's Company, right? So, like, when I was, like, you know, whatever, 10 you're years old. Old. 10 years old.
You're old. I don't
Shut
know.
Shut up.
What show is that?
Three's Company. You're older
than
me, Dick.
SpongeBob?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, Three's Company, they always had the whole Jack Tripper that he was gay, this and that. And it was always funny, but like,
You know Jack, Mr. Furley. Yeah, Mr. You know Furley. Jack.
So I don't know. I don't. What do you think? I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but I guess it's like an insult to him, and he wrote a letter and saying like he doesn't want them to do that anymore.
I think the gay guy needs to lighten up.
You know what I think is funny is that they always have people like kissing. I would like to see like to be like inappropriate, like the kiss cam.
Yeah.
Like going to the bathroom and two guys are like in the John.
Yeah.
And they're pissing next to each other. Yeah. The kiss cam comes up behind them.
Kiss me.
Yeah, exactly. Because they have to kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they always get booed.
It'd be cool if it would be you and Johnny with the same penises.
Yeah, and then and we then touch you, penises.
Yeah, touch penises in this like big old... magic happens.
Yeah, what? Magic? I don't know about you.
I got another story.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Chuck E. Cheese Brawl. That's right.
What, kids?
Chuck E. Cheese Brawl. Child's birthday turns to 18-man fist fight.
Yeah.
Drug arrest in Florida.
Hold on. Why are 18 men?
Why was it this top story? And the McGangbang was.
The McGangbang was awesome. I'm sorry.
What started as a standard child's birthday party in Florida at Chuck E. Cheese
turned into a knife fight?
Ended in an 18-man brawl that led to a shooting and at least three arrests. The melee on Saturday led to the arrest of Brianna Walker.
Did you say the melee on or the melee?
The melee. The melee.
The melee.
The melee. I'm so terrible with vocabulary. That's no news to everybody. The birthday child's mother was arrested. The birthday child's mother was arrested. Okay. And they found Xanax pills and marijuana in her purse. And someone with her was found with crack cocaine and morphine, police said.
What?
This is all going down at a Chuck E. Cheese. It all started in the bathroom of a Boynton Beach Chuck E. Cheese where two men started arguing. Just minutes later, they allegedly started to fist fight in the dining room and another 16 people joined in. Employees were able to move the battle outside, but not before the birthday boy's grandmother was trampled.
What the hell?
Can you believe this?
That's horrible. That's, I mean, you know what? It's like, have you been to Chuck E. Cheese? When was the last time you went to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh my gosh.
I used to have my birthdays there.
You did?
Yeah.
I never had a party there and I never...
I did. It was always fun.
As a kid, never did.
My nephew loves going there. I take him there every once in a while.
I think I went one time when somebody's kid was doing it, like something, and I had to go. And it was disgusting to me. Like all the video games are dirty. I could just imagine all these kids with their boogers.
Yeah, and their germs.
And their germs all over those videos. I had to run.
And the pizza itself is ridiculously bad.
It's ridiculously gross. Yeah. The mascot people are dirty.
Yeah.
So, looks like Chuck E. Cheese in Boynton Beach is going to close down pretty soon. Because I don't think anybody in there is going to want to go back to that Chuck E. Cheese.
I just can't believe it was an 18-man...
18-man brawl.
Yeah, I don't even understand why there was 18 guys there. Like, that's the thing. That's 18 good fathers.
Oh, wait.
That's 18 good fathers.
18 good? Are you serious? Good?
No. Well, they're with their kid. So, I mean, that means they're good dads, right?
That's ridiculous. This is the best part of it. Ready?
What's the best part?
They also allegedly left the restaurant during the fight without paying a $300 bill.
They left?
Investigators later found empty vodka bottles hidden in a diaper bag at the scene.
Oh, what? How, what?
They found empty vodka bottles hidden in a diaper bag.
In a diaper bag.
Yes, at the scene.
That's crazy, dude.
Isn't that?
18 in a diaper bag.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, that's tiger style.
Shut up. Can't you see I'm in a fight over here?
Yeah.
Shut up. LaQuisha, get the baby. LaQuisha, get the baby. The shit about to go down.
What nationality were they?
We're throwing blows. What you think, man? Slam,
jam. I'm tossing and flossing. That was awesome. Freeze the Richard Dawson and the service.
Shut the baby up. I'm gonna pay for the pizza.
This is what was going on. Mister, who is that? Hey yo, who is that? Make a nigga go like a super cat. Kids, no one. Oh no, here comes the
I said, shut the baby up. I don't care if
Lefty got high score. Can't you see I'm in a fight over here? Just put those vodka bottles in the baby bag.
I don't know why we have to make them black. I'm sorry, everybody. I wonder what nationality were they?
Because they're all the pictures on the
phone. Oh, they're black?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
I'm sorry, black race.
Hello. Hello.
That sucks. I'm
just kidding. They're Asian.
No, are they?
No, of course not.
I believe you. I know you're. What city was this again?
It was Boynton Beach, Florida.
Oh my God! Everything happens in Florida. They're rubbing the lioness.
That's a good story, huh?
That should have started the one.
And the guy without the penis. That's a great
And the guy
story.
Without the penis.
That's a fucking crazy story.
Detachable penis.
Detachable. What you got next on the line there? Anchorman, Rob DeRocha.
We got a beach, a nudist beach shut down.
Good.
Over here in Madison, Wisconsin, which is kind of funny because they shut it down. I guess it was really popular with the people. And,
good.
You saying good that they shut it down?
Yes.
Why?
Because only ugly bodies are going to these things.
Well, people were doing drugs and going off into the woods to fuck. So that's what was happening here. So someone must have looked good, or I bet you it was some gay thing going on. No offense to the gays. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure people that were having sex in the woods were gay. I'm going to say that.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, that's disgusting, right? So, they shut down the beach. They said they got enough of it. They had 92 citation warrants issued for disorderly conduct or drugs in the beach area between 2008 and 2012.
Wow.
83 were given on weekdays. On average.
83?
Yeah, on the weekdays.
Oh, man.
Out of 92, 83 of them were... So look, it's like a Friday, Saturday. Instead of working, they're at the fucking nude beach, just fucking in the woods. I love it. I just think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing much about it. I just find it weird.
But isn't it, you said you've been to a naked beach before.
I never have. In San Francisco, they got this nude beach. I never went naked, though, because everyone was disgusting.
Okay.
And everyone, like, looked kind of weird and, like, I don't know. I just, like, I would go there because it was a part of a beach. So, like, there was, like, an imaginary line. So there was an area where you can just be there naked. But, I would never go naked. I used to go to the beach to just do some riding.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Riding naked, taking pictures of your penis in the sunset.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
writing
doing.
A poem. My penis looks so beautiful in the sunset.
Yeah, I would trace my penis on a piece of paper.
Let
yeah, exactly.
It pet. Trying to rhyme here. It's not working out.
No, you're not at
got
all.
Got a story here. Penis stealing on the rise in African countryside.
What?
Penis stealing. The economy is still in shambles. Drones could be surveying your house any day now.
What is this with the drones?
Make matters worse, penis stealing is on the rise.
How does someone steal a penis?
Africa's genital stealing crime wave hits the countryside. The story comes from UC Berkeley anthropologist Louisa Lombard, who writes in Pacific Standard magazine the reports of penis theft, typically confined to urban areas in West and Central Africa.
So people are stealing, like, black penises?
Have now spread through Tiringulu and penis
stealing. I don't know. This doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean
Central
penis
Africa
stealing?
Republic, like,
they're slicing guys' dicks and they're fucking stealing their dicks to what?
Apparently, some thieves are out to cash in on the illicit and lucrative trade in organs. So basically, you know.
So people are. No, I don't believe this story. What is this? Is this on CNN?
It is on Huffington Post.
Okay, so I guess it's got to be true.
Harper's traces the first counts of penis disappearance to China around 300 BC. So this is something been going on a long time.
It doesn't even make sense to me.
I know. I mean, our penis is safe. Don't worry.
Do they have a lock when they go to sleep? Do they lock a penis like a bicycle? Like, it's like they got this lock on there?
Well, here we go. The last penis stealing incident to grab worldwide headlines also took place in China in July 2012. Fei Ling of Ningquang Village was sleeping when thieves reportedly put a bag over his head and then cut it off and took a little Fei.
What?
It took a little Fei.
What?
Police suspected the heist was carried out by a jealous husband of women Lin and rumored have slept with. So the guy, I guess, was sleeping with this guy's wife and so went over.
Oh, wait a second. That's not stealing. That's just revenge.
Oh my God, you should see the pictures of these guys.
I don't want to see the picture. I'll pass on that, dude. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, guys, watch out. The penis stealing
In South Africa.
Is up on the rise.
In South Africa.
South Africa and China.
If anyone in South Africa is listening, please make sure to put your hand over your penis.
Yeah. buy some lockdown underwear.
Wear a cup and use a lock.
Yeah.
Here's another thing in the news, which I found funny. You know the movie Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I don't find this funny, but I find it very interesting. Scientists are bringing back animals from extinction.
Yeah,
they're calling
it
de-extinction. And they're bringing back, and some of them, one of them that they're going to bring back is the dodo bird, which is kind of funny because I don't know if you ever watched Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I remember the dodo bird.
Yeah, the dodo bird. So that was an actual bird. I couldn't believe it. But I guess it was a fearless because it evolved without any natural predators. Huh. It's kind of crazy until humans came and started eating them. So they're going to do that one. And another one that's kind of cool on the top of the list is the saber tooth.
The saber tooth tiger.
And the woolly mammoth.
And the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, the saber tooth. So they're basically bringing back the cast of Ice Age.
Oh, okay.
So that I think
they probably want to do a show on Broadway.
Yeah, on Broadway, exactly.
With real live animals.
But why would you want to create a saber tooth tiger? Think about that. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's kind of cool that they want to bring it back, and I would like to see it. But at the same time, it's like you're messing with, like, genetic. Don't we know how this ends?
Didn't they see Jumanji?
Yeah, but, I mean, don't we know? Not even Jumanji, but don't you know how this ends when we're messing with science and they're bringing back, like, these animals? You know, they're reproducing these animals right now where they're, like, they're made up. They're human-made, and they look like small guinea pigs. They're pink.
Oh.
And it's like.
Are they called gremlins?
And they look like that.
Gremlins?
I'm not kidding you. They're like, they're hairless and they look like small little rats, but they're not. Like, they look like a small hippo rat.
Oh, man.
And it's really freaky. And you can look at them up online.
Wow.
And they're creating these things. And don't you know, like, what happens? Haven't they seen that movie Splice? I mean, like, I don't know. I look at movies and I think about clones and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they're making these little things. And
well, what's up with the drones? You brought up the drone. We talked about it earlier.
No, you just said the drones. But, like, the drones are small little planes that I guess, like...
Haven't you seen more helicopters? Is it just me or haven't you seen more lights in the air?
No, but they're small planes. They're not helicopters. And they're drones. And they're from the government.
Huh?
Yeah, they glide. And they
quietly.
Like, quietly. And they kill people.
They cut your penis off.
No, they kill people. And they kill people like in Iraq or whatever. And they're saying that the government's using them now here in the States.
Uh-huh.
So it's a bit of a conspiracy. I hope I don't die after this. But if I die, a drone killed me. I just want you guys to know. But that's crazy to me that drones are actually, they're saying that they're here in the States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't know. Until I see one, then I'm going to believe it.
I believe it.
Well, until I see one kill, like, a human, then I'll be like, oh, wow. Like,
well, you know this law that Obama came up with that he can attack any U.S. citizen with a drone. You've heard about this, right? He can kill any U.S. citizen that he knows is danger to the country.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying.
With an attack of a drone.
So there are.
No, I don't think it's right that he can do that. But it's all over the news. It's he's doing it.
Right. I don't know. That just freaks me out, I think, in a way. I guess I don't want to believe in it. And let me see. Lindsay Vonn, I guess, the skier. She's going out with Tiger Woods. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I guess he's got a type because she's this blonde.
Uh-huh.
And she's pretty hot. And she's banging
Does she
him
charge?
Now. I think it's crazy, though, that she would go out with him because it's like she knows what a pervert he is. And he's been with porn stars. And she's like this, like, amazing. Athlete, so I don't know.
But you gotta keep
him. He's playing better too.
But if a guy's been with porn stars, he must be good in bed.
Really? Or he has herpes?
Yeah, but what if he used a condom the whole time?
I don't think he did. Did you hear, like, the stuff that he was doing and all the women he was banging?
No, we got to do a show just for that then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's just crazy with Tiger Woods because I guess, like, he hears his father when he plays. Golf.
When he has sex?
Yeah, his dad says some stuff.
Tap that ass, son. Tap that ass. Yeah. Hey, I got another story here.
Yeah?
Cody Larson allegedly vomits 14 bags of heroin. No need for a gag order on this one. Cody Larson, 24, allegedly vomited 14 bags of heroin in front of the police officers.
That's awesome.
On Sunday, police in Riverdale, New Jersey, say they were responding to a report of a man snorting heroin in a Walmart parking lot when they confronted Larson, a Walmart employee who was sitting in his Chevy Camaro. So Larson is a Walmart employee.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. He admitted to snorting heroin, and officers searched his car while they were searching.
He started puking because he's probably like, oh, I was freaking out.
He started vomiting up 14 bags.
Wow.
14 bags. Witnesses told police they had seen Larson swallowing something as the cruiser drove into the parking lot. The Pom Pom Lakes man was slapped with a slew of drug charges as well as tampering with evidence and driving an under-registered vehicle. And he was released from jail on his own recognizance and will appear in court in March. Can you believe that? 14 bags. What would you do if you just puked out one little dime bag of weed?
What would I do?
I know. You would feel terrible, huh?
I would be freaking out, man. Yeah.
This guy, 14 bags.
14 bags.
I don't know about that, Sam. I know we don't have any movie stuff, but like, I always love that sound. Like starting the movie out for some reason.
Well, you know the movies that came out. Number one was the Oz movie.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it's the second one. Yeah, no, I heard it's good. And then the second one, and then number two was what? I know what number three was Burt Wonderstone. Which I actually want to see.
Yeah, you think it's good?
It looks funny to me. I want to see that. It looks funny. But I forgot even what the second one was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We're winding down, people. We're winding down. This is towards the end.
Rob, where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm going to be over at Sardo's doing a show at 8 o'clock in Burbank. Come on down. Please say hello to me. If it's you, Kim, go ahead and say hello too. And Snoop Dogg.
Hurrah.
And then also I am going to be this Friday, I'm going to be doing a show over at the Ice House with Rick Esqueta. We're going to be doing a great show at 8 o'clock.
Friday night.
Stage 2. You can buy tickets online right now at icehouse.com.
You're cool. Thank you, Rob DeRocha. Thank you, Johnny Roque. Thank you to all the callers that called in today. It is radio time. My name is Rick Esqueta. Ice House. Comedy Club on Friday. Don't get sick. Take care of yourself. Make sure you come to the show. 7:30 Stage 2 Ice House on Friday. See you there as we tune out with Rocky.
Steven.